All right, everybody be getting settled down there, get your Bibles open, and let's open our Bibles this evening, look at 1 Corinthians chapter 4. First Corinthians chapter number 4. 1 Corinthians chapter number 4. What I've been doing on Sunday nights, some, not every Sunday night, but some, is bringing some special messages. Oh my goodness, we're being invaded. Everybody run. Amen. I know there's something else we need to do before I preach. I knew it. Amen. Come on in here, brother. Get out of here. We got a special singing group that just got saved here a few weeks ago. Amen. Are they ready to sing, Paul?
Y'all want to sing?
You ready to sing? Amen. These kids come to West Virginia where I was at the revival a couple weeks ago, and there's a gang of them. And they got up and sang for the first time. Some of them ain't been saved but like 2 weeks. And, are they ready? Are you ready to sing? Come on, you're in singing condition. Well, look, don't feel bad. We're going to start now, too. Okay, you should have heard us when they got it. Yeah, I heard them. Look, see your belly? It's supposed to touch it right there. There you go.
Amen.
Thank you.
Well, that's amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's all right, eh? Amen.
Yeah.
Appreciate Paul bringing these young people up tonight. I knew I was stalling around there for some reason or another. And I figured we might have people come in late and it starts at 7 as the first Sunday evening service. Sure, I'm glad all of you are here, especially for the first time. We would have a bunch of new faces to pastor off. So thank the Lord for that. Every service had a new face. Good to see all of you here tonight. Appreciate seeing people. I haven't seen them in a while.
Amen.
Amen. Buddy Justice, I picked up a while ago. And y'all pray for him.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. You listen now. I'm getting ready to preach. Hey, good to see my buddy Andy. Brother Andy back there. Amen. And Andy's been buddies a long time. A lot of us in here, we know each other many, many years. Thank God for it. All right. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Open up now. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Everybody look at your Bible now. Settle down and look at the Word of God here this evening. And as I said, what I've been doing, Lord laid on my heart some time back to preach special messages on Sunday night. A few weeks ago, I preached that message on prayer is not final with the Father. And then I preached a message on the subject, been there, done that. And tonight, I'm going to preach a message on the subject, it'll all come out in the wash. Amen. Never preached this before. God laid it on my heart in my affliction. And I wrote some things down. And the Lord will be giving to you tonight. So we're glad you're here. And I hope tonight that God will speak to your heart through the message. Now, I tell you what I'm having to do on Sunday night to do this. I'm having to be brutally honest and open with you. So I might say some things that sound mighty, mighty plain and blunt, but I don't know how else to do it to get the point across. So I'll be as tactful as I can. But if I could really, really talk plain to you tonight, I could bring out a lot of things. And somebody told me the other day, they said, Brother Danny, what I like about your preaching is that you help us to know how to live. And I think that's part of my job. You got to raise a lie when you go out again.
Yeah.
We're not, some people, some church you go to, it's just a religious show.
Right.
You know, just a big, big act, you know, and it don't relate to real life. You walk up them doors, you kids got to go to school tomorrow, most of you people got to go to work tomorrow, you got to go home, you've got problems, you've got bills, you've got burdens. And so tonight, I'll try to give you something that will help you through life. And I figured that if I've been through enough, be able to help you. And if I can do that, then God will bless me and you both. So tonight, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, I'm going to bring out a few things here from this scripture. And we'll start with this scripture, and I'll also have you turn to some others. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 1. A lot of people judge things the way they see it, and this is what this scripture is talking about. Let a man account of us. So account of us as ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you, or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not my own self, for I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified. But he that judgeth me is the Lord. Verse 5. Therefore, here's your verse tonight. Everybody look at it. Therefore, verse 5. Judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the heart. And then shall every man have praise of God. You know what that verse said? That verse said, don't be too quick to judge a person or a situation or an event or a church or an individual, because one day the Lord is going to come, and the Lord, when he comes, he's going to do two things. Number one, he's going to bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and number two, he's going to make manifest the counsel of the heart. Now, we're quick to judge, ain't we? We're quick to judge. We say, well, I'll tell you what I think. I know all about it, but God, here's the way it is, and here's the way it ain't. And I'll tell you, I think this, and I think that. And you know, many years ago, I found out this in the ministry, is things ain't always like they appear.
Right. Yep.
Things are not always what they seem. Matter of fact, they seldom are things what they appear to be. You look at a situation or a certain thing, it looks a certain way, but if you was in it and knew the whole situation, you might think a whole lot different.
Right.
And I'm sure that many of you have been hurt many times because you have been judged or ridiculed, or sometimes when you know good and well that your situation ain't like people think it is. Amen? Sure. And I have too. Sometimes, I mean, when they get it right, it's bad enough, but when they get it wrong, it really hurts. And sometimes they've done that to us. Sometimes we've done that to others. So the message tonight is talking about this verse that said, one of these days the Lord's going to come. He's going to straighten it all out. He's going to make our wrongs right. He's going to put the latest sticks in a row. He's going to fix it all. Everything's going to be made right. And it'll all come out in the wash. Amen? I don't know who started that old saying, but some of them old timers say it's got a lot of truth in them. And a lot of times we do well to take heed to the old timers' sayings tonight. Where, you know, I don't know how it got started. Possibly somebody dumped a big spot grease in their pants or something. And Mama Tina said, that's all right. It'll come out in the wash. Maybe that's how it got started. Or maybe somebody had said there's dirt in there. Don't worry. It'll come out in the wash. Maybe, I don't know how it got started. That's the title of the message tonight. And you better be careful about judging a person. You better be careful about judging a place. You better be careful about judging a situation. You better be careful about judging an individual. And you better be careful about judging anything. But thank God, it will all come out in the wash. Amen. All right.
Bless him, Lord.
Two things. The Lord said two things in this verse.
Yeah.
The first thing he said was, he'll bring to light the hidden things of darkness. Amen. He'll bring to light the hidden things of darkness. Thank God, one day the Lord's going to bring it all out. Thank God, one day the Lord's going to bring it all right. Like a man said one time, he said, well, you let me down, preacher, and that's why I quit church. Well, I don't know about that. I've been let down sometimes, too. I ain't never quit.
I know
other people have been let down, too. I ain't never quit. You meet people all over the place out here and say, well, I just, the preacher let me down. Or do they can disappoint me, and I'm out of church. That might sound pretty good. People might swallow that. And a lot of people say, well, it's that preacher's fault because he got out of church. But the truth is, one day the Lord is going to bring all that hidden stuff out. And the truth is, if you quit church, it's because you wanted to quit church.
That's right.
And that preacher done me wrong. Well, I got news for you tonight. I think preachers do me wrong. I can go around, probably a lot more than that. And if I can talk real quickly tonight, I can tell you some things that blow your mind. Right now, I got preachers doing me wrong. But that ain't, listen, God ain't never done me wrong. God ain't never let me down.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of people wind up fussing and fighting and separating their marriage or getting divorced. And I've counseled thousands of people, I reckon, and I've heard it in every situation. When I first started out, somebody come to me and they'd say, Danny, my husband ain't worth a dime. I'll tell you what. And you know what? When I first started out, I believed them. And I could put green behind the ears, and I didn't know what I was doing. And I thought, well, that's sorry, good for nothing thing. Do you know what? By the time I talked to the husband, I thought, Lord have mercy. By the time I got through hearing his side of the story, I found out she wasn't no count. And when I listened to her, I found out he wasn't no count. And you know what I found out? I found out this. You can build a case against anybody.
Yes.
You can make anybody look good. There's not a man in here that can't pick out his wife's faults and leave her and say, well, she done this and she done that and she done this wrong and she won't. And they tell the truth. And your brother, and they tell the truth. You just pick out a few things she done wrong, the things you don't like, and you bring it over and say, well, I left her because she didn't marry the sheriff preacher. She wasn't there. I tell you what, dirty clothes stacked up that high. Now, he don't tell you she worked 12 hours a day. And had to mow the grass when she come in. Had to fix supper and all that while he laid on the couch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You see, a lot of times we're fooled by what people say about the person, or we're fooled by what an individual says. That's the book says, when the Lord comes, he'll bring out the light, the hidden things of darkness, and it'll all gonna come out in the wash one day. And we'll find out, brother, just who's who, what's what, what ain't, what is. We'll find it out one day, brother, when the truth comes out. Hey, a lot of people say, well, I wouldn't give you a snap my finger for old so-and-so. I ain't got a lick of confidence in him. I'm gonna tell you something, buddy. You might be surprised one day when the Lord comes by and the Lord brings it out and says, hey, brother so-and-so did that because of this. And so-and-so did that because of this. God's gonna bring it all out of the water. And we'll find out who loves God. And remember, things ain't always like they appear to be. Things ain't always like they appear to be. I know a man one time, him and his wife got a divorce, and somebody comes on me, they said, Danny, she treats him like a dog. I can't hear it, and this one will come. They said, Danny, I can't believe he still sits in church. That's the way he done his wife. And you know what I found out? I got involved. I want to get involved. I mean, crazy if you want to get involved and stuff like that. But I just get drug into it. And people said, and by the time I found out the whole situation, I found out that old boy wasn't as bad as they was making him to be. And she was causing about 90% of the trouble. Now, you better be careful about judging a person or a situation by how it looks on the outside. You never know till you've been there. You never know till you walk in their shoes. You don't know what they've been through. You don't know what they're going through. And that's why the Bible says don't judge anything before the time. Yeah. Before the time when the Lord comes back. And I'll just bring up a couple of imaginary situations. You think about a woman. This woman loves God. She prays and reads her Bible every day. There's a lot of them like this. Her husband is just a mean old devil. And nobody knows it because he puts on a good front out in public. And when that old boy comes in, she prays. When it gets about 4:30 in the evening, he's going to be home at 5 o'clock. She prays, God, let him be in a good mood. God, please don't let him come in. Lord, don't let him go by the liquor store. Don't let him be drinking, God. Please, God. I know people that's done that. I know a man one time that come home at night and walk around his house, plead the blood of Jesus, that his wife would be in a good mood, so it wouldn't be a fuss when he walked in the house. I know it's getting down next to where we live, but this needs to be preached, amen?
Yeah.
This needs to be preached. Yeah. I'm out in the house saying, oh God, get the demons out of here. Oh God, have you ever lived in a home where it felt like demons was in there?
Yeah.
I mean, you can feel the presence of the devil. But you'd be surprised. And you that got good homes and good families and have no problem, you better not judge people. There is a situation like that. The Lord's going to straighten all this out.
That's right. Yeah.
The Lord knows the truth. The Lord knows their heart. And the Lord knows the intentions of the mind and the heart. And he's going to straighten it out. Well, this woman's praying. He comes in that day. He comes in at 5 o'clock. It's Wednesday evening. He comes in. She hears it slam the door to blankety blank woman, where's my supper? She said, well, honey, I didn't know what. Oh, you ain't lazy thing. What you done all that on? And she starts supper. And as she starts supper, he cusses and lamps and rays through the house. And the kids going around. There's women that have to do this. There's women that have to get their kids in the kitchen. Say, it's a pity that people have to live like that. But they do. Let's not make daddy mad. That daddy's drinking this evening, honey. And little kids have to go in the other room and shut their door. They hear plates breaking. They hear spoons and forks flying up against the wall. I mean, I'm talking about, there's probably people sitting right up here tonight, been through this. And boy, I'll tell you what, it's an awful thing. That woman, she cries while she's cooking supper in there. He'll come in there and say, well, you're going to burn it again. Break a plate. She just feels like that. Afraid he's going to hit her. And she wants to just kill him. But she thinks that wouldn't be by, and she's trying to be faithful, saying, oh, God, get a hold of him. God, get a hold of him. God, get a hold of him. And then, brother, she fixes that supper, puts it on the table, and brother, she does the best she can. She, her stomach's hurting so bad she can't even eat. She's got knots in her stomach. She goes in the bathroom and throws up. And then they're throwing things and cussing and screaming and hollering. And then, brother, that week goes by, and then that same woman goes to church on Sunday morning and gets judged by all the other women for laying out of church on Wednesday night. And they don't know what she went through. They don't know what she put up with. They don't know what she's been through that day. And then the preachers, or these preachers, are about half crazy. Gives her a bless God, you can get the credit. But here Wednesday night, and just grills her and grills her and preaches right to her when he's living in a dreamland.
Look at things a lot different way God lives.
the hidden things of darkness.
Yeah.
Amen. He so will. And then it said he'll make manifest the counsel of the heart. Somebody said, well, I quit church because, well, I was too sick to go. But they went everywhere else. Somebody told me and said, why didn't you come to your church because I don't feel led? And the truth was, they're too scared of what their friends are going to say. Now listen, you can't trick God.
Amen.
Yep.
You can't trick God. He's going to bring out the counsels of your heart one of these days. If a man says, well, I'm not going to go there because I don't feel led, but the truth is he's just scared of being talked about, God's going to bring that out one of these days. So he don't only bring out what we do, he brings out why we do what we do, and our motive for what we do. When I preach, God's going to bring it out one day why I preach. You don't have to worry about it. He's going to bring it out.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yep.
Amen, brother. You say, well, I just don't want to tell where to go. Is that your real reason? Or are you just scared of time? Maybe you're going to have to do something for God.
Yeah.
Well, let's look at a couple other verses here. Ecclesiastes 12. Turn your Bible to Ecclesiastes 12. And we'll look at two verses here, kind of like a little midpoint here. And then I'm going to bring you another part of this message. Ecclesiastes chapter number 12. And let's look and see what the Word of God said. Back there in the Old Testament, Psalm, Proverbs, Song of Solomon, and then, right before it, right? Ecclesiastes 4, Song of Solomon. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. And look at it here in verse number 13. You want me to just sum up the whole thing? You want me to just sum up the whole mess here? Here it is. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse number 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Stop right there just a second. They say, well, somebody said this, and not so-and-so on the paper, just Dr. So-and-so, and somebody from the sword of the Lord was into it, this brother, and that brother said this about that brother, and this brother said that about that brother, and these bunch of brethren won't go to this camp meeting, and that camp meeting won't have brother so-and-so, and this preacher won't have none of that preacher, and that preacher said that preacher. Look at that preacher preach, because that preacher said something that preacher said. They wring their hands worried about whether so-and-so is. What's going to so-and-so doing? And they're out. And they'll sneak up and say, well, hey, they have a church Sunday. Is that they going to have a church if they're camping out here? Well, come chill, man. Just chill.
Right.
It'll be all right. Let the Lord have his way. Amen. You'll wear yourself to death trying to figure out what somebody else is doing. I've been saved a long time now. I hear some preachers talking about Dr. Ruttman. And they say, sorry, Ruttman, I wouldn't walk across the street here and preach. I don't want to hear nothing he got to say and all that. You know what I do? Stuff like that? Ignore it. Ain't got something good, but they got chicken on there. I'm going to eat the chicken with bones. You're crazy if you want.
That's right.
You're crazy if you want. And all the preachers are hearing on the radio. Hear me. You're crazy if you want.
Yeah.
I ain't going to not eat the chicken because you're bones.
Amen.
I mean, it's just a minute to come to the play.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Somebody said, well, what about old Danny? He said, I'll tell you one thing. He puts a chicken in the play. Amen.
Right.
He puts a chicken in it. I eat the chicken. I am a soul fed. That's what it's all about.
That's right.
Ever thought about Jack Hiles and Jack Hiles? Preach called me one day. He said, I heard this about Jack Hiles. And it hurt me, really. It hurt my feelings. It really did. Well, I thought, that's between him and God. It'll all come out the wash. And I've been to hear Jack Hall preach many, many times since then, and he blessed my heart, fed my soul, and it don't bother me one bit in the world. And to his own master he stands or falls.
Amen.
Can we show that in the Bible? Romans 14. Romans chapter 14. Look at verse 7. For none of us live to himself, no man dies to himself. Whether we live to the Lord. Whether we die to the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. Verse number 12. So that every one of us shall give an account of his brother to the Lord. Right? Wrong.
Uh-uh.
So that every one of us shall give an account of his neighbor.
No.
So that every one of us shall give an account of their pastor.
No.
So that every one of us shall give an account of himself.
That's right. Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
Verse 13. Therefore, because of all that, let us not therefore judge one another anymore. Pretty plain, eh?
Yeah.
Quit judging each other.
Yeah.
Till the Lord comes.
That's right.
He'll bring the count out with counsels of the heart. You don't have to hit the truth. Now, if you'll get this truth tonight, that's what I'm trying to do, get the truth to live by on Sunday night. If you'll get this truth tonight, it'll set you free.
Yeah.
I don't preach it, worry their self to death. Worry about what the other preacher across town did.
Yeah.
Worry their self to a Bible. I heard about this one preacher, this one great evangelist in the same town he's in. He said, you don't think you'll make it, do you? You don't think you'll make it, do you? They said, what? He said, to Atlanta, he's trying to have a big camp meeting. Well, who cares if he makes it or not, brother? I believe there's enough sinners out there all of them, don't you? There ain't no shortage on sinners. Or definitely, I mean, there ain't 80,000 people in this county, people. 80,000. You could have 80 churches with 1,000 people each.
Yeah.
You know how many they are with 1,000? 90.
Yeah.
So we got plenty of sinners to go around. Yeah. Average church by about 100. And I'm telling you what, brother, if you'll get this truth, it'll set you free. Three things and I'm done. Three things, quick things and I'm done. If you'll let this truth get a hold of you, it'll all come out in the wash. It'll help you to know three things. Number one, it'll help you to realize nobody gets away with nothing.
Yeah.
God says that when he comes, he'll bring the light. The hidden things of darkness. There ain't nobody getting away with nothing.
Right.
Now think how free you could be if you let that truth get a hold of you. How much of our lives do we spend with this?
Yeah.
No husband. No wife, no law official, no drug dealer, no preacher, no boss man is getting away with nothing.
That's right.
You're
right.
Yep.
Just don't worry about it. God's up there marching it down. God's up there marching it down. You couldn't keep score as good as he did. He's marching it all down and nobody's getting away with nothing. A man reaps what he sows. The Bible says, be sure your sin will find you out. And when a man does you wrong, God goes over here on the calendar and marks down the day when he's going to get it. Then he says, mine, I will pay, said the Lord. You don't have to worry about getting something back. You don't have to worry about getting it even. You don't have to worry about paying. They're saying, well, they tell me wrong, I'll go back there. No, you don't even have to worry about it. We as Christians don't have to fool with stuff like this. We just sit back and enjoy God and say hallelujah. God's going to get them. God's going to get them. I know some of you say, man, you'd love to believe that. Well, I believe it and I'm happy.
Right.
I'm rejoicing in the Lord. A lot of people say, Danny, how can you let something like that go? Because I know it ain't really let go.
That's right.
God's going to take care of everybody, and when he does it, it'll be done right. I've had people for years ask me, they said, Danny, so-and-so done this to you. I said, yeah. I said, how can you just let it go? I said, two things. Number one, look at all God's let me go for.
Amen.
Play all I can be in hell for tonight now.
Right.
And number two, nobody getting away with nothing.
That's right.
You're keeping the books. You're keeping the books. Don't you worry. Don't you worry, buddy. Payday is coming someday.
Yeah.
You got a renter, a landlord that's doing you wrong, going up on your rent, mistreating, got a boss man at work, he just continually makes it hard on you because you're a Christian and you're standing for God, trying to live right. He takes advantage of you because you're trying to live right. You say, but God, when's justice going to be served?
you worry.
Don't you worry one bit.
Right.
The Lord's going to come.
Yep.
Nobody gets away with nothing.
Right.
The second thing you get from this scripture is that you've got to realize that no good deed goes unnoticed. No good deed goes unnoticed. Amen?
Amen.
It's just like what I've done tonight. That might not think, you might not think that's a good deed, but I was trying to do a good deed. Amen.
That's right.
Amen?
Yeah.
I'm trying to do a good deed, and I try to do that all the time. I try to do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And no good deed will go unnoticed. But it's misunderstood.
That's right.
God is keeping record.
Yeah, he is.
God knows my heart. God knows I'm trying to have something.
That's right.
I always make my place something like that.
That's right. Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
No good deed goes unnoticed. Everything you do for people, everything you say for God, every time you pray for your church, every time you pray for your family, no good deed goes unnoticed. God is keeping the record. He's going to bring it all out one day. A lot of times when we see that scripture, God's going to bring the light. The hidden thing in the darkness. We take that as just being bad stuff. But it don't say just bad stuff. It's everything. Good stuff that nobody knows about but you. God's going to bring it out.
Amen.
Number three. This is last. You know what the great truth is here? Listen, get this. It's a hidden deal. Number three. What's fair doesn't matter.
You're right.
It don't matter what's fair. You say, well, it's fair. It don't matter. It really don't matter. Because God's going to even it up.
Yeah.
Give me an example. I'll just give you a couple of examples from this morning. Let's just say that the dinner we had this morning. Now, did you know, I know that Linda back there, she put a lot of work into this dinner. Now, let's just say she's back there and her pa's been there yesterday. They put out all the tables and all that, you know, everything. They've done the majority of the work. They sure did. And other people did too. I'd say she probably done the majority of the work, cooking the meat, all that kind of stuff. Now, when you do something in church like that, I don't know if it ever happened to them, but if you're not careful, the devil will jump up on your shoulder and say, this isn't fair. You're doing all the work. And everybody else is coming in here and eat, and they'll go pay them and all the money gets from this. And I've seen a lot of women in church say stuff like, I ain't doing it no more. Not one person told me to enjoy it. Hold it. We don't even have to worry about stuff like this.
No.
We don't have to worry about it. What's fair, it don't matter if it's fair. You know why? Because God's up there keeping records.
Yep.
And He's going to bless you like crazy.
Right.
Every time, it's a privilege to get cheated. Because if you take it, keep your mouth shut, God's going to bless the fool out of it. We was at a store this morning, up here. And we let the kids get drinks. Some of them had their money, most of them didn't. I said, who ain't got money lined up right here? Trying to find out. I didn't have any change much, and I had Max give me some money to get him some cough drops. And had $5 of his. whoever gets a drink, come up here. And it was $15, but she told it up. Got drinks.
I ain't no worried, man. I'm fucking on my side.
And Rick stepped up and paid for it. $15 out of his pocket this morning. Now, if that happened a time or two, the devil would go in and say, you know what a lot of people do? They come back and say, preacher, I paid for those drinks a while ago. You're in the church to reimburse me. I've known people to do something like
that.
Yeah. You know what? He showed a lot of maturity by stepping up and paying for it. Listen, there ain't no doubt in my mind he'll get it back. He'll get it back. You believe that?
Yeah.
Don't you think God's up high and he's looking down? Listen, if I see one of my girls and they have to go, and they have to go spend money on other kids, I'd see that they got it back. People tell me all the time, I've had 100 kids in my house at the same time. 100. Yeah. And you know what they do? They ruin the carpet. They steal patches, and tear up my yard, and dig trenches out in the bit. And I got blessed, and I said, you're crazy! You work hard to pay my house! I said, don't matter. It don't matter. God knows why I'm letting them kids here. I'm never in here trying to put something in their hearts, yeah, and make them love God, and do right, and all of them know.